Okay, today is Mi'ila Daf Yud Zayin. Today I want to do with you a little Agada. We usually do a little Londis. So a little Londisha Agada, because today there's a fascinating story in the Daf Yud Zayin. This story is used to teach us many things. I want to go through the story very quickly and try to bring out, depending on how much time we have, a few ideas. Something which is very common, we come across very often, and we may not realize, I did not realize until last night, that the secret, the key to this thing, which is very common, we've all heard 100 times, is in this daf. Daf Mi'ila, Daf Yud Zayin, who'd ever imagined that we would find the secret right here. So let's go through the story very quickly. The Gemara, I'm going to read the Gemara inside them. Well, you don't have to have a Gemara, I'm just going to read it and explain it to get the general idea of what happened. Story begins with Shoal Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rashbi, soon it's going to be Lag Ba'Omer, Yom Hilula of Rashbi. That's not so simple, you should know. Not everyone is so crazy about the idea that it's actually the art side of Rashbi. That's very controversial. You know, you heard that? There are different opinions that some hold that it's not really his true yard side. All right, whatever it is, it's Minag Yisrael that we focus on Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Rashbi is short for, I'll always say Rashbi, is short for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Rabbi Masya asked Rashbi the question, the Iromi, minayin ladam shiratzim shuhu tameh. How do you know that the blood of a sheretz is tameh? Sheretz is an avatoma. It's explicit in the Torah. Dealing with the shemoyne shiratzim, the 8 shiratzim, if they die, they're tameh, they're metameh. Severe form of tumah, they're metameh midin avatoma. How do you know that the blood, let's say a person, he hits, you know, sheretz doesn't mean a little insect. The shemoyne shiratzim, they're large creatures. If a person injures or blood comes from a sheretz, how do we know the blood of a sheretz has the same status as the boser of the sheretz? Amalei, so Rashbi gave an answer. Rashbi said, Amalei Yamakra v'zeh lechem hatameh. It says in the parasha of Shvatzim, we do not need to go into details, there is either an extra vav or an extra hey. V'zeh lechem hatameh, the vav of v'zeh lechem, this is the parasha of Shvatzim, or the word hatameh, the hey of hatameh is extra. And from this we learn, that the blood is tameh, just like the basar is tameh. Amar lo talmidav, the students of Rabbi Masi were very impressed. Look at this person, Rashbi. He really knows how to learn. He asks him a question, and on the spot he tells you an answer, a brilliant answer, a drasha. Very interesting drasha, a vav, a hey, an extra letter. Who'd ever imagine that there's significance in an extra vav, an extra hey in the parasha of Shvatzim to teach us a major leak halacha, the dam of a sheretz is tamei. Okay, Amar Talmid Chakim Lei ben Yochai. Rashbi is a genius. He knew how to answer you. Amar Lahem. Now there are a lot of this Gemara. There are a lot of questions. I just want to get the gist. I want to get the basic theme of the Gemara. We don't have to go through all the every line of this Gemara. You right away say, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. And indeed, every line of this Gemara is discussed in great detail. But let's just run through very quickly. Amalohem. So Rabbi Masya said to his students, "Don't be impressed. It's not his chiddush. He's just telling something that he didn't think of. He's one who's mechadish the halacha. This is a well established halacha from long before Talmud Aruch B'Fiv Shal Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Yossi. Plagiarism. He's not the one that was mechadish the halacha, Rashbi. It was taught by Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Yossi. When did Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Yossi, when was he mechadish this halacha? Oh, there's a whole story behind it. What's the story? Here we go. Shatam achas, one time, Gozra Malchus Gezer Shlo Yishru Es HaShabbos V'Shlo Yimolu Es B'neim V'Shibo'alu Es Hanidos. One time the Roman government issued an edict, a decree. The Jewish people are not permitted to perform Bris Milah, are not allowed to observe Shabbos, and their wives may not immerse in a mikvah. 3 Gezeros. So Holach Rabbi Ruvain ben Ista Ruboli, name of a person, this famous person, Ruvain ben Ista Ruboli, the Siper Komi. He cut his hair, he disguised himself as one of the Romans. Romans had unique haircuts. Their hair was long in the back and short in the front. George Washington, look at the Dalhills, all of the founding fathers. You get an idea, I don't know if it's exactly Komi, but it's pretty close to what Komi is. They had a certain hairdo, a hairstyle, and this Jewish person, this Talmud Chacham, he disguised himself as one of them and let his hair grow long in the same way that they grew their hair. And he was allowed to do this, even though Uvichuk Osem Lo Silechu, he was allowed to do this because he needed to penetrate, to infiltrate the Roman government and convince them to abolish the Gezerah. The Siper Komi, he cut his hair in this certain method. V'holach v'yoshav imam, and he sat among them. Amal Ram, so he told them, and went very quickly. He said to them, "Is this such a good idea? Is it such a good idea that you should not let him do Shabbos? Misha yeshlei oyev, if you have an enemy, ye'ani o ye'yosh o yashiv. Do you want your enemy to be wealth, rich or poor? Amalo ye'ani, of course, we want our enemies to be poor. So amalochemim kein lo yasu malach b'Shabbos. So it's not a good idea to work. If they work on Shabbos, they'll get rich. They'll work 7 days a week. If they only work 6 days a week, then they'll lose business. So better that they should not work on Shabbos. Kidei sheyeonu amru tovis. Excellent. You're right. The umavat amru. He said levat. Let the gzeir become batul balu, and they abolished the prohibition. The gzeir of Shabbos. They were allowed to rest on Shabbos. Chazav yamalochem yishesh lo oyev yachish o yavri. Should be healthy a week. Amru lo if you have an enemy yachish be weak. Amru lochem im ken yimolu b'neim l'shmoinos. Let them l'shmoniam. Let them have a brismila because they have a brismila. They'll get sick. V'yachishu have a brismila. They'll get sick. They'll die. So Amu Tavis, you're right. Amar, you said good. Gubalu, they will battle the gzeira. Chazav yamalochem yishesh lo oyev yirba yarba yismite. Should they increase or be diminished? Amalochem yismite. They should be diminished. Am im kein lo yivalu nidus. So if they are not with their wives, they will not multiply. They're not with their wives. If you allow them to continue their custom of going to a mikveh, that means for 2 weeks and out of a month, a woman's not allowed to be with her husband. They'll have less children. Amru Tavis Amar Badu, they were vatal the gzer. He kibo shu Yehudi, but later on somehow they realized that he was a Jew. This whole charade was revealed. This person, Reuven ben Istarobali, was really a Jew, and therefore Hechzirum, and they reinstated the gzeres. Even though the Jews will be poor and they'll be weak and they will multiply, it doesn't matter, Lahakis, they reinstated the gzer. Okay, Amru, so the Jewish people now are in a lot of trouble. There were three terrible gzeres upon them. Amru mi yelich vivatul hagzeres. Who will go and be mivatul the gzeres? So they decided, let Rashbi. Yelich Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai shu meluma ben Nissan. Let Rashbi, let him go to the government and speak to them and do something to be mivatul the gzeres. The technique of disguising, the technique of Rabbi Reuven ben Istaroboli did not succeed. It failed. It worked for a short period of time. He disguised himself as one of them. He convinced them, logic, it's not a good idea. It didn't work. It lasted for a short period of time, but it was eventually reinstated. No, we need to come on to another technique. Let Rashbi go. Rashbi will go with his long beard and payas, and he'll go with the strimal, and he'll be poil in my face. He'll do something, a chasidah shemaisa. He'll be poil in my face in the government and vatal the gzera. Okay, fine. Shumulun benisim is accustomed to miracles. So then they said, "The Achrav Milielich, who's going to go accompany Rashbi? A Rebbe needs a Gabbai. A Chassidish Rebbe always has a Gabbai. Who's going to be the Shamas? Who's going to be the Gabbai?" So they said, "Rebbe Elazar Bar Rav Yossi. Rebbe Elazar, the son of Yossi, he'll be the Shamas. He'll be the Gabbai for Rashbi." Amar Lachem Rebbe Yossi, the father of this, the candidate to be the Gabbai, said, "No way. My son is not going with Rashbi. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe Rashbi is about my face, so he'll survive. You're going to a place of Sakana, they'll kill my son. I want my son to live. I don't want my son to die." How dear, if my father was alive, Abba Chalafta, would you have the chutzpah to send me? No, you wouldn't, because you're afraid of my father. But me, you're not afraid of. So me, you're telling me to take my child, let my child be sent away with Rashbi, and he'll die, he'll be killed in this
suicide.
It's a suicide mission. Now, What's the suicide mission? So I'm going to read the Rashi's and a moment later on. The suicide mission is not because we're afraid the government officials are going to kill his child. The suicide nature of the mission is because Rashi is a very holy person. Very Talmud Chacham. There's a principle of Yinalabi Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabba. And Rashi says, this is Rashi's approach. I mean, there are many Girsos in this Gemara. I'm bringing out this point because I need to, what I want to tell you in a moment. There are many Girsos in this Gemara, many versions of the story. And there are many, in every single version, there are many different opinions of what exactly is the nature of the Sakana. Simply, the Sakana is going to the government, is Pikuach Nefesh of the government. He'll be killed by the government officials. But according to Rashi, and it's clear as day, Rashi explicitly says these words, the issue was Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabba. It is a terrible sin for a student to issue a decision in Halacha in the presence of his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, the father, said, my son is a young man. He's a young man, Rabbi Lazar, and he's very sharp, he's very smart, and he has a tendency to show off. He has a tendency to issue halacha in front of the Rebbe. He likes to show that he knows how to learn. And one thing, you have a regular person, a Rebbe, okay, so you say halacha. But in the presence of Rashbi, if he's going to be more halacha, it's not a good shidduch. Because Rashbi is hot-tempered, that's what it says in Rashi. He flies off the handle, 1, 2, 3. And my son, Elazar, he's very impetuous. He'll right away. So it's a lethal shidduch. This combination is lethal.
Okay.
My son, Rabbi Elazar, with Rashbi, it's not a good shidduch. He's going to say something that's not proper because that's the nature of my son. And the result will be that Rashi will fly off the handle and will be insulted, and the kedusha of Rashi will require that my son die due to the sin of moir halacha bifnei rab. And we have this concept with bnei Aaron, with Nadav Aviu, with Shmuel. Okay, this is the concept. It's hard for us to understand what's so terrible, but that's how it is. So there, who's going to? So would you let? How dare you? What about me? What about me? Ilu, I'm willing to risk my life. I'm going to the government. I'm putting myself in real sakana. So just like I'm putting myself in sakana. So what's so terrible if you put your son in sakana? I'm putting myself in the real sakana to risk my life to try to convince the Romans. So your son, he's also in sakana because he might be Allah of being my shamus. So what's so terrible? Don't worry about it. If I'm going to risk my life, your son can risk his life as well. My father was alive. Would you have the chutzpah to send me? You would be afraid of my father. Tain binchal hariga. Amar lohu Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi didn't like the end. So he told Rashi, you know what? I'll go. I'll be your shamus. Don't take my son. He's impetuous. Let me be your shamus. I know Azlinan. I'm afraid. So Kabbalah, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're not going with me. I don't want you to be my shamus. I want your son. He's a little kid. He'll be a good shamus. You're too old for this. You're overqualified to be my shamus. And don't worry. I promise you, I give you my word, I won't overreact. And he'll survive. But the Gemara says, even though he promised, he made a neder, it's not so. He was punished. We'll see. He almost died. He did make a mistake. He was Mar Alacha Bifnei Rabbo, and he got upset, and he was in a sakana. He was very, very deathly ill, and he had to be mispalal that he should live. And the only reason why he was mispalal that he should live was because he promised his father he would bring him back alive. Okay, let's see what happened. Here's the part that we really need. Gishoy Mahalchim, they're going on the road. I need the whole story, even though I'm sitting times, I need it because I want to bring out a point which I think is very interesting, and you'll see why we need every part of the story. And though I'm going to try to keep it within half an hour. Kishahayu Mahalchim Aderech, when they were traveling on the road, Nishal, while they were traveling, they were trying to find, they were on the way. The Rebbe with the Shabbos, Rashbi with the Shabbos, Erbalaz. The Nishal Shaila Zo Bifneim. Someone asked the Rebbe a Shaila. Someone came to Rashbi, Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, you've come over here to Rome, I have a Shaila. Minayi Ladan Hasheret Shu Tamei. I was Sugya. What's the significance? That's a story to itself. Why the Shiloh, not for now. But they ask him a Shiloh. Why? Is Dam Sheretz, is it Tameh or not? They asked this to the Rebbe, Rashbi. So the student, who's impetuous, Okam Piv Rebbe Loza Rebbe Yossi, he couldn't control himself. He couldn't control himself. He jumped the gun. He was already whispering with his lips, V'omar, V'zeh Lachem HaTamei. It's a vav and a hey. V'zeh Lachem HaTamei. We learn it from the pasuk. He gave the answer. Omar Le Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon saw that the Talmud jumped the gun. He said, Mi'akima Sifasech, I see you were murmuring the answer. Normally you would have said it out loud, but you know I'm the Rebbe, so you try to whisper, but even so, that's not their hurts. How dare you? I'm the Rebbe, you're just the Shamus. You have this problem today. The Shamasim, they call the shots. What's going on over here? Mi'akima Sifasech Ata Nika Shetalmud Chacham Ata. You have violated according to Rashi. I'm reading and telling you the Gemara according to Rashi's interpretation only. Rashi says, "You moir halacha b'fnei rabbi, and a moir halacha b'fnei rabbi is chayiv misa." Whatever why that is, but that's how it is. And therefore, I'm cursing you. Al yachzor habein eitzel aviv. You're cursed. You're not going home alive. But I promise your father. No, I broke my promise. It doesn't matter. You're not going. Al yachzor habein eitzel aviv. Okay, this Gemara is supplemented with multiple midrashim, and it basically says there that he got very sick, he was about to die, and then he remembered that he promised the father he was mispalel, and he came back in peace, he came back alive and well. But if not for the fact that he made the neder, he would have let him die, because he deserves to die, because he was meralacha b'fnei rabba. Okay, this story is, you know, it's hard for us to relate to, but these are the words of the Gemara. Now, what happened? They continued to go. Yatzo, as they were going, Yatzo likraso ben tal timalion. Now, what in the world? Who is this person, ben timalion? Ben timalion is a demon, a shade, a demon. Now, in heaven, there are malach, there are angels. Shadim are not anywhere near the level of a malach. A demon, ben timalion, some type of demon. Shade, Shakurin Nutyoin. That's what it says here in Rashi. And this shade said, I know you, Rashi, you're going to the Romans. Maybe I can help you. He needs some, I can offer my assistance. Ritzoinchem, Ovo Yimochem. You want me? I can help you. I'm a shade. I'm a demon. I'm not a malach. Nothing near a malach, but maybe I can help you. So when Rashi heard that that the only thing that they're willing to provide in heaven as assistance is a demon, he began to cry. Rashbi cried. Bocha Rebbe Shimon v'yomar chaval ma shivcha shel beis Abba. That was referring to Hagar, according to the similar to Hagar. Hagar was the maidservant of Avraham. When she went, she took Yishmael out to the desert when Sarah threw her out of the house. What did she see? Malachim, three malachim came to her. Vayomer Hagar, don't worry. Take the child, take Yishmael, he'll live. Hashem has heard his prayers. Mashiv chashal beis abba nizdam malach shalosh pami. We read the psukim again. I'll go details. We look in the psukim of the parish of Hagar. When Hagar went and took Yishmael, they went out to the desert. He was dying of starvation, of thirst, and three malachim appeared to her. Va'ani, I'm Rashbi. You know who I am. Lag ba'omer, I'm Rashbi, and look at this. Loy pam achas. Not even once. The best I can get is a demon. I can't even get one malach. And here I'm going for big things. I'm going for Klal Yisrael. Hagar Yishmael. Yishmael destroys, shows the arch enemy of Klal Yisrael. And yet there, Hagar HaMalachim. Me, I'm going for Klal Yisrael. And the most I can get is a demon. He cried. He said, "No, you have to make the best you can. What could I do? I have no choice. Yavai hanes mikol makayim. No, let the miracle happen the best that it can come. And the only thing I can do is a malach, a demon. So no, I have to make do with the best that I can. So what happened? What was the technique? So kadim hual bibrate. The demon. We hear all these stories. So the demon entered into the daughter of the Caesar." The Roman Emperor, whatever it was, one of the people high up in the government, this demon came into her body and made her meshuggah. She became a meshuggah, this girl, because the demon was doing crazy things to her.
That's the devil.
The dibuk, whatever. So kadam hu ba'al kadam hu. So the demon went first. All the brat into the daughter, the kesar of the Caesar, kimata hasam. So then they said, we are doctors. We have a solution. And Rashbi said to the demon, okay, leave. And Caesar was so grateful. What could I do for you? You've saved my daughter, my pride and joy. Kimata hasam ben Amar. He said, ben Timalia insane. The disease, the demon should leave. Ben Timalia insane. He came into Korilei. Once he called him Nafak, Nafak Azal. Came into Nafak. Once the cave of the Korilu Nafak Azal. The demon left and she was healed. So the Caesar was grateful. Omar Lahon, the Caesar said to Rashbi and his assistant, She'ilu komad islachon lemisha. Whatever you want, I'll give you. Whatever you want. Vailinu Leginoze took him into the treasury, into Lishkol, called the boy Ashkechu, who Igra, the Shaklu, the Karu. The only thing they wanted was to take the decree of Shabbos, Nila, and Nida, to destroy that decree. That's what they wanted. He says, I was there in Rome, I was there in the Vatican, I saw Vastutzachta, and I saw there the Parochas, I saw the Parochas, it was Bon Parochas, but it was at this point in time when he had an audience with the Caesar, and was given permission to eat whatever they wanted. They sold the treasures, the Beis HaMikdash, and he was also able to be Mevatel Gzeira. That's the story, okay? There's a lot to learn from the story in many different areas. I want to just focus on one little thing. Famous Rashi. Parshas Chayesar. What is Parshas Chayesar famous for? Shidduchim. Everyone talks about Shidduchim. We hear this, I told you a little bit, there's also some Torah. It's a good not a good Shidduch. Rashbi with Evelazar, it wasn't a good Shidduch.
The demon.
Okay, but we have Parsh of Shidduchim. What does Rashi say towards the end of this whole Parsh of Shidduchim? Let me read you the words of Rashi. Omar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Pasik Mem Beis, and Parsh Chayisa Perik Chof Dalit, Pasik Mem Beis, Omar Rabbi Acha, Yofa Sicha San Shal Avde Avos Nefne Hamakai. The chatter, the idle talk, the Sicha, what is Sicha? Sicha is just idle conversation of the servants of the Avos before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's greater, it's more cherished. Mitoirasan Shalban, the Torah of the children. Shaharei, everyone knows this Rashi, Parsha Shel Eliezer, Kfula B'Torah. The Parsha is repeated twice. Every little detail is repeated over and over, in the smallest, twice. It's three columns in the Torah, a whole Parsha. And yet, Vaharbe Gufei Torah, there are many basic fundamental laws of the Torah, like Nitnu Ela Beremiza. And over here, in the art school, Chumash, it tells us all the sources. This is a new addition to the Rashis. I don't think the old Rashis ever had these sources. Bereishis Rabba Samach Ches. Parsha Samach, section Ches. Okay? That's what it says to the source. Go there to the Medrash and see. Rashi very often just gives you a synopsis of the Medrash. Rashi is very Mekatzer. Sometimes he tells you exact words, and sometimes he's Mashana the Medrash, or you know there are multiple Midrashim, so it's not necessarily over here they give you a source, it's not necessarily the correct source. There are other sources in Rashi. What?
Other versions.
So why it's not so simple to give you sources, because you're getting yourself into trouble, like I'll show you right now. Let's go to the Medrash. They give me a source. They give me a Medrash source. Okay, so let's go to their source. Art school is Ish Nemon. Let's go to their source. No, really, I mean it. It's a good source. Let me read you the exact words of the Medrash. Isav Medrash and Bereishis Rabba, here's the Medrash, Samaches. Omer Racha said, Yofa Sichos Shal Av Yavos Mitarash Shal Banim. Shrei Parashas Eliezer Shnayim Mishloshat Padafim Heim Omra, two or three Vdafim, two or three columns. Vishonah, and it's repeated. But Visheretz, the law of Asheretz, that's our sugya, that's today's daf. Asheretz, Megufei Torah, it's a basic principle of the Torah, the Shemona Shratzim. Ve'ein Domoi, the law that the blood of Asheretz is Tamei, Kibasar Ela Miribu Hamikra. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Oimer Tamei HaTamei. Rabbi Yezid, Rabbi Yossi Oimer Zeh Vizeh. It's a little bit different than our Gemara, but the Vav and the Hei. So if you look at the Medrash is very precise. the Mishnah talks about the parasha of Shiduchim compares the Yofes Sichoson of Eliezer, Evan Avram, versus the law of Dam Sheretz, which is only known from a Vav or a Hey. A very exact halach. What is the connection between the Gemara of the Dam Sheretz and the parasha of Shiduchim? So, there's a sefer called Ma'arva Shemesh, a very famous sefer, Ma'arva Shemesh, and he says that the idea, now what I'm telling you is not exactly, the basic idea is here, but I'm going to say it a little bit differently, a little bit more Jewish than it says in the sefer. But the basic idea is, the Rashi and the Medrash is a lot deeper than it seemed often than the surface. In the story of Eliezer, there was a mission. There was a mission to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. The nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Avram has Hashem, Baruch Avram HaKol, it's the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is on the line. We have to find the right shidduch. Here, during the time of the Romans, there was Shmat. It was one of the worst gezeiros in the history of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos, Mila, and Nida. There's a lot of Torah, the significance of these things. It's not for now. It was awesome. The gezeiro, the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael was on the line. There was a mission. The mission involved Rashbi. And there was a servant. The servant happens to have almost the same name as, instead of Eliezer, Elazar. There was a servant. There was a servant. What did Rashbi complain bitterly at the end? I'm not even zecha to a malach. The best I can do in my mission is a shade. What did Avraham tell Eliezer when he sends him off on the mission? What was the first things? Hu yishlach malachoy lefonech. Don't worry. You're going on a mission. The nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is on the line. Now a child Yitzchak needs a shidduch. Don't worry. You're going to swear to me, and do not worry. You're going to go, and as Ikar Brach was, Hashem will send a malach who yishlach malachim lefonecha v'lokach te'isha levni liyitzchak. A malach. Eliezer, was he mechadish any chidushei Torah? Nothing. You know, it's sicha. Dvarim b'teilim kimah. Nothing. There's nothing here. Sicha. There's no chidushei Torah the whole trip. He went, he saw, he looked, he did something which appears to be Shalai Kedini, the first girl that comes and draws water, Chazayel, I do such a thing. It can be a girl that's not fit, a girl that's blind, a girl, the Chveis, who knows, all these terrible things, who knows what could be.
We learn what it was that she do from
Eliezer. In a Chanami. But there are things, it could be a girl with terrible needles, what's he doing over here? Okay, there's no Torah. When Rashbi with his servant goes, they were machadish chidushei Torah, big time chidushei yisodos. Dam sheret is tame, a sheret is tame, dam sheret is tame. Yet the difference between the two is Eliezer was zochet to a malach who yishlach malachoy lefonech, a real malach. Malach is kedusha. Mamish dover shebe kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. He'll be there with you. And yet Rashbi with his servant, even though they are an infinitely higher level in Torah than Eliezer, because they're being mechadish chidushei Torah, and then based on diyukim in the Torah, the most they can come on to for Kadosh Baruch Hu's salvation for the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is a shade. A shade is the lowest level of salvation. It's the koich of tumah. It's a koich. And Rashbi cries, "Nu, what could I do? Tumah, shade. This is mamish koich of tumah. But let the miracle happen, because if we don't have a miracle, then we're finished." Unbelievable. So there's a parallel. What's taka the pshat in the parallel? Why is it so that Rashbi and his servant was only zoche to a shade, and Eliezer was zoche to a malach? That's what Rashi learns the entire theme, the whole chut that runs through the entire sugya according to Rashi is because Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi was Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabba. What is the essence of Eliezer? The whole essence of Eliezer is Eliezer hu danesek Eliezer doile umashke mitoirosoi shel Rabbi. the whole essence of Eliezer is a pure Eved. Eved Avraham, when he introduced himself to Rivka, when he introduced himself to Lavan and Bethuel, Eved Avraham, he represents the purest form of an Eved. In fact, that's why Avraham didn't want him for a Shidduch, because he needed someone that would be not an Eved. He needed someone that would be someone independent. But what happened here? The whole sakana for Rebbe Elazar was, I'm afraid that he'll be mar halacha b'fnei Rabba. What's the problem with mar halacha? A shtickle gaiva. I'm also something. And even though he promised, don't worry, I'll behave myself, he couldn't control himself. There was a shtickle mar halacha b'fnei Rabba. He was chayiv misa. That's the difference. Do you know why it's yofas sichas and shal avdei avos? Why it's so precious? Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu repeated the parasha twice, and there was zeichah to the who yishmach malacha lefonecha, is because that Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be an Eved Hashem, to serve, to completely be mevatel yourself without any shemetz of gaiva, is infinitely greater in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's nothing more than sicha. It's nothing more than idle chatter, Dvarim B'Teilim, Keneged Rashbi, and his Talmud. Rashbi was not able to instill in the student was not able to come to Madrego where the relationship between them was a relationship of pure bittul. There was a shtickle gaiva. It was Moira Halacha B'Fnei Rabo. Moira Halacha B'Fnei Rabo. The whole thing, you won't be zochet to a malach. You'll only be zochet to the best, to a shade. So it's a fascinating idea. We would take this parsha of Shidduchim, Yofa Sichosan. The Yofa Sichosan parallels the story in Me'ilah and Daf Yud Zayin with another very important mission for Klal Yisrael, Rashbi with Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar here is going to be the Shamus. The Shamus was nichshol in being Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, even though he was warned, and the whole thing was from the very beginning, watch out, Kinege Eliezer Hu Yehuda Nesek Eliezer, which represents the perfection of Avdus, and therefore we now understand why Yafes Sichasan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was willing to repeat the parasha through twice, in three columns, even though there was no Chidushei Torah, because it's an Eved Hashem. Eved, how the whole hesed from Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't long hespedim with the shloshim and this and that. The whole hesed from Moshe, Hashem says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem." Two words. That was the whole hesed. Eliezer, Eved Avraham Anochi. Eved Avraham Anochi is sincere. Yafes Sichasan, who yishlach malach lefanech. Rashbi, the greatest of the great. You have a student. And the relationship with the student is a shtickle akima sefasav mar halacha b'fnei rabbi mar halacha el shtickle gaiva. Even though you mean machadish groisa chidushei Torah, the most you'll have is a shade, and the whole thing, all your Torah will be recorded, all your chidushim will be recorded with a vav. With it's not the same. So I think it's a very interesting idea to bring together these two together.
But Rashbi had nothing to do with the next show that happened.
Oh, so you have to say is that it's the job of a rebbe. There is a certain degree, I mean, not for me to say, but you know, you understand is that the Rebbe teaches the Talmud.
And it's still
if,
that
right, exactly. If the Rebbe was on even on the high enough level, Menela, the student would have fit into place. Avram was so great, Menela, Eliezer, the Talmud is only as great as the Rebbe. If the Rebbe is not great, you see that very often. The Rebbe makes the Talmidim. The shamosim, the gaboyim, the students, they become very great. They only become very great because it's because the Rebbe, not just because the Rebbe teaches them. It's because of the environment, who the Rebbe is, that somehow trickles down to elevate the students. When there's no Rebbe, so it was a tzvia to a certain degree on Drashbi, who wasn't able to bring up the student to the degree where it would not even be an issue, should be a pure Eved, and then they would have been zecha to a malach. Okay, leave with that.
That was very good.